What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What's up? Welcome to another Championship 4 preview, the EG3 show. I'm Eddie Greer, the host of the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in the world of NASCAR. Yes, about last night. Sorry about what happened. Yes, something scratchy came up. Little tickle in my throat. Yes, I was kind of an abrupt ending to the Camping World Truck Series Championship 4 preview last night, but I'm ready to go here for another mini preview episode here concerning the Xfinity Series tonight, and of course the full pod will be on KCSportsRadio.com, and it will be the last one of JPEG Sports before going independent here from this way forward, unless something happens here within, I don't know what the time frame is, but yes, KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports, we including Audio Boom right here, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, my audio websites here. The EG3 show will carry on here through next season. But first, we got to get through all the Championship 4 races here this weekend. And tonight, we focus on the Xfinity Series, which will take place late Saturday afternoon. And you might as well call it the Junior Motorsports versus Richard Childress Racing. That is right. We have talked about this pretty much all postseason long, and even including the second half of the year, that Junior Motorsports, even though Michael Annette made the chase, the playoffs as well, it wasn't a factor. William Byron, Elliott Sadler, Justin Allgaier, in the championship for Sadler and Allgaier are back for another opportunity for a championship. Meanwhile, what a drive last week from Daniel Hemric to get himself passing Cole Custer at the end of the race to put himself in position for a championship Saturday afternoon. Daniel Hemric. And this, at the beginning of the pod, not the pod, but the postseason, was a tough decision because of the way Cole Custer and these two were running, and it came down to just that. And I had Cole Custer, though, making it, but a couple of costly finishes did him in at the end. It always comes down to rear its ugly head, and Cole Custer needed just a little bit more, but the doors opened to even get in for Daniel Hemric when Brandon Poole had trouble very early in the race with the dreaded lap traffic. How many times I gotta say it on the podcast that lap traffic, I'm telling you, could cost somebody a championship. Well, it cost someone an opportunity to race for a championship. That, in the words of Brandon Poole, but it is what it is. But I just don't like it when lap cars sit up there and take up most of the track. That is not fair to the rest of the contenders who are out here trying to do their best, especially those drivers who are racing trying to get in to the playoffs. And what a scenario it was last week in Phoenix that Matt Tiff at one point was involved, had an opportunity, and he had Cole Custer and Daniel Hemric. But yes, the doors, the Red Sea basically parted when Brandon Poole, who's done so well in the playoffs here this year, could not get around lap traffic, costly lap traffic, and that was a wrap. You're listening to the EG3 show tonight. We're all about the Xfinity Series getting set on Saturday afternoon. Who will take home the Xfinity Series championship? And again, four contenders, the same thing. Like last night, you heard about me talking about the Camping World Truck Series, the same rules apply everywhere else. The most highest finishing championship four contender, whether leading the race or somewhere in the top five, they will be the champion. And again, Junior Motorsports, again, Dale Earnhardt Jr. owns the team. Excuse me, you're going to have to bear with me here tonight as well. Try to get through this here without any more hiccups here. But Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr., last ride on Sunday afternoon. That is going to be an emotional scene. And he has, but first, he's going to have opportunity to win the championship. He came awfully close last year with Elliott Sadler, who's back for another round of a championship. To finally grasp a championship he has been looking for. He has been awfully close, but cannot get it done. And this is the best chance you got. But he basically said it best. We ain't won nothing yet. And we got to go out here and prepare the best that we can. Make sure we got good speed. And go out here and get the best we got. And he has a 75% chance to win it, right? And Daniel Hemric, he ain't won a race all season. And he's been one of the more hotter race car drivers in the second half of the season. I have raved about it all season long about this kid. I like Daniel Hemric, but he has a monumental task ahead of him. That's trying to overtake Byron, Sadler, and Allgaier at the same time. But when you look at these three first, finally, a number that was put up at Phoenix, somebody in the playoffs finally won a race. So that is being taken care of, or I should say has been taken care of, thanks to William Byron, who's moving to the 24 next year in the Cup side, but he has unfinished business. And remember, Byron, it's been said plenty of times in the podcast that he won 7 races last year. Was not a part of the Championship 4 in the Truck Series due to an engine. Byron will now have an opportunity to go to the Cup Series with a lot of momentum if he can close out the champion. And he has this. Byron won Homestead last year in the Camping World Truck Series. So you wonder why this kid that I call Mr. Liberty has all this momentum right now on his side. He qualified in the front row at Phoenix, did a great job, ran inside the top 10 throughout most of the afternoon, and closed it out with a win. Now you're going to a track that you already won at without being a championship contender, and now his opportunity to add a championship to that name. He has been so impressive here in the 2 years he's been in NASCAR, and now he gets a full ride in one of the fame numbers of all the sport, a 24. Which has been occupied, of course, by Jeff Gordon and Chase Elliott. And now Byron can really add his name to the list if he can get the job done on Saturday afternoon. 11 top fives, 21 top tens. And he has been on top of his game here in the second half of the season. All 4 wins coming in this half, including the playoff win at Phoenix. Last weekend, Byron has an opportunity to hand Junior Motorsports, or I should say Dale Earnhardt Jr., a Christmas gift for a championship. Big momentum, and he's going to Mr. Liberty. He's going to be a player here on Saturday afternoon for opportunity to win the Xfinity Series championship this season. How about the old raggedy veteran? Mr. Virginia native, Elliott Sadler. How many times have we seen him in this spot yet again? Elliott Sadler. Story is well known. Obviously, he's been in the Cup Series for a long time. And now he's been in the Xfinity Series for quite some time. He's been third, wherever you want to call it, wherever you want to put him at. And now he's ranked second coming into this event. And another chance. How many chances you're going to get to race for a championship, I have no idea. But Elliott Sadler has given plenty of lives here. Game terms, if you're following me here, Elliott Sadler. But the number here I'm looking at here is 0. No wins here all the way here this year. And we're coming down to the final race of the season. How big will this be if Elliott Sadler wins this race? He has not won nothing all year long. And he will have to race teammates Byron and Allgaier. for the championship. And again, let's not forget Daniel Hemrick. He's going to be a part of this battle here on Saturday afternoon. Heartbreak City has been around Sadler throughout when it comes down to this moment all year. And remember, Elliott Sadler did not have his crew chief last year and still had an opportunity to win championship, but it came a spot short, and he, again, was heartbroken last year. You know, there's only going to be one champion in these races, and they're going to be three very, very heartbroken drivers at the end of these races. You only get a golden opportunity away this much, and Elliott Sadler has been that guy, especially in the Xfinity Series, for the last, really the last 4 years. He's been in this conversation, but just can't get it done. And when I go back a month and a half or so ago, I said that Elliott, this was his best opportunity. You know, let's not, William Byron, just all guys are good drivers. Daniel Hemrick is an up-and-coming driver himself as well. Daniel Hemrick was in the Truck Series last year and was eliminated early on in the playoffs. Sadler, he's been there. He's experienced all the heartbreak and all that other stuff, being demoted and then really showing his talents in the Xfinity Series. How many more chances you're going to get is the question for him. I mean, this is his, probably his best chance, even though he's not won a race yet, to win the championship. And my, what an opportunity it is for Elliott Sadler to get that done on Saturday. 12 top fives along with 24 top tens. He's been consistent, I give you that. And he has plenty of mojo for him as well. So Elliott Sadler, he and Junior are very, very good friends. He would like to give Junior a very early Thanksgiving present as well. So there is that half of the field. You're also the EG3 show. Xfinity preview. Eddie Greer here this evening. Once again, bring you another Championship 4 preview of the Final 4 in the Xfinity Series between Junior Motorsports and Richard Childress Racing. Next, Justin Allgaier. He was the underdog last year in this, and he had no wins. And what happened? We basically counted him out a little bit. He showed up and he was ready to play some games out in that Miami Home Speed Racetrack. And he put up a hell of a fight last year. This year, he's won two races. But for the second year in a row, Junior Motorsports will not have its original crew chief. If you were listening carefully, I mentioned Elliott Sadler did not have his crew chief, Kevin Mendering. Well, excuse me, the word, well, actually not the word, but it was made news earlier that Jason Burdette will not be with Allgaier on Saturday due to a mishap with post-race inspection. He will not be on top of that pit box, which means Allgaier will have to do without him and while the service is, so it'll be huge. Excuse me. It'll be huge for him to get off to a good start this weekend. But that's a huge loss. You can't ignore that. So we'll have to see what happens with him. He's won two races with him. So Allgaier will have to get the job done. He should be right up there this year for an opportunity, especially the ride that he gave. We basically count him out, but he put up one heck of a show last year, but he came up on the short end of the stick. Daniel Hemrick, the last driver in the Championship 4 mix for 2017. Richard Childress Racing, and by the numbers, by the way, back to Allgaier here. Two wins, 10 top 5s, 17 top 10 finishes. Daniel Hemrick, who passed Cole Custer with in the remaining laps at Phoenix, getting the job done. And he will have a chance to hand Richard Childress Racing a championship in quite some time. The last time Richard Childress Racing won a championship was with Dale Earnhardt Sr. Drinking water here, excuse me, folks. But yes, Daniel Hemrick, here, we'll have the opportunity to hand RC a championship. And he this year is the underdog this year, and why not? But he, though, has no wins either. Coming to this championship race, you have 50-50. Byron Allgaier wins. Sattler, Junior Motorsports trio, part of the trio of Junior Motorsports, does not have a win. And, of course, Daniel Hemric, no wins here in 17. 7 top 5s, 16 top 10 finishes. So it's going to be interesting to see how Hemric can get up there and try to play the role of spoiler in the championship four. This is going to be an interesting race due to the fact that Junior Motorsports might be able to walk in there and get their first ever championship. But Daniel Hemric might have something to say about that. But for a guy that has not won a race all year, could be difficult if he is not in the top five. And Byron, given the fact that, and here, this is a factor as well, there's going to be no Cup drivers in either the trucks, obviously, or the Xfinity Series races. The Cup has their own championship race, so we don't want to see that. So that is very good. Obviously, news from last year where no Cup guys were involved. So again, but you're dealing with other drivers as well. So again, but we've seen the likes of Christopher Bell winning, Tyler Reddick winning. So again, there's that factor again that if we see that again, that could be Daniel Hemric's best opportunity to try to get in front of Junior Motorsports is by having some help a little bit from one of the other non-regulars. But you're going to see regulars, but you're not going to see the usuals, Cup drivers dominating. You're likely to see Byron up there up front like he has been. Siler's going to have to get up here in the mix as well. Justin Allgaier will have to keep an eye on that team this weekend without their original crew chief in the mix. But guys, this is going to be Team Junior Motorsports versus RCR. RCR is going to have to bring focus on the 21, obviously, and give the best car they got, because Hemric, we have not seen him be up front, well, really, in the top five, except for maybe a couple of races, most notably these road course races. But other than that, we have not seen Hemric up front in a mile and a half surface. That's going to have to change for him if he is going to pull off the upset to knock off Junior Motorsports and send them packing without a championship again. So this it's hard because Junior Motorsports, they cover 75% of this field. And if they do not bring home a championship, I mean, it should really no excuse at this point. I mean, yes, it's not a given, but anything can happen. Like I said last night on the Cable World Truck Series episode, weird things happen in these races, really every week, really. And when it gets down to it, we could possibly see something really odd in this race, which could turn the tables. We'll see what happens there, but definitely the Bryn Pull incident there really changed the complexion of this championship. And now Chip Ganassi is not racing for a championship in neither series, which they were heavy favorites in the Cup Series, especially with Kyle Larson. But that won't happen this year, except Larson has really faded here down the stretch thanks to DNFs. And thanks to lap cars, Bryn Pull will not be a part of the championship four. It's Daniel Hemric instead going for a championship, for Richard Childress Racing, the EG3 show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there with me this evening on another championship four preview. And hopefully I'll be on full go for the original pod this week. Full hour of the Monster Energy Series Championship 4 preview. Of course, we'll take a look back at another crazy race in the playoffs, which Matt Kenseth takes home which could be his final win of his career. Matt Kenseth is the old man getting the job done and denying Chase Elliott an opportunity to win and punch his ticket to Homestead. But Brad Keselowski squeaks in the field of four. So, but the attention now is prediction time here on the EG3 show. And look, Junior Moore Sportsman, well talked about all postseason long. Again, I go back to, you know, they've had so much speed. You know, they've been second tier below the Cup guys. I give you that. But William Byron showed his muscle and knocked off Ryan Blaney, Eric Jones last week. Well, let's give Daniel Hemric credit his due here. I think it's just going to be too much to handle. Now, he's going to need a lot, some luck here and there, and he's going to have the best car of the entire season to put up a heck of a fight. I counted out Allgaier last year. I think we all, NASCAR media, did last year. And Allgaier was very, very racy. I think Hemric will come out guns blazing. You have to. This is the last race of the year. You can't. And with these Xfinity Series races, especially these championship races, we've seen guys step it up. I think with the way they're going here, getting Andy Petrie, the overseeing things a little bit here, bringing blast to the past, you might well. I think the 21 car could have something to say about it. I think he puts up a good fight here, but I think it's just going to be just short. Justin Allgaier, Allgaier this year has been very, very good, but I think Jason Burdett will be a key factor in this. Not having him on top of the big pit box will hurt him. So, which does it leave out, ladies and gents? That leaves Mr. Liberty and the old grandpa, Elliott Sadler. Yes, Elliott Sadler again. He was my pick. I kind of picked him somewhere in the middle of the season to win a championship. Not because of his field, but you have William Byron, who's still learning here and eventually moving up because of the way he's had success. He'll have an opportunity. Byron will have plenty of opportunities to race for championships, possibly the way that he's going. If he continues this pace of continuing to grow in the sport and continue to learn, the fast learner Byron, he always is. I think Byron, he has mojo, but I think Elliott Sadler, this is his chance right now. Sadler will overtake Byron, and finally, after all those years of the championship eluding him, he will take down his teammate and win the championship. I will stay with that because I have a feeling about these guys, you know, with the experience of losing championships. He's lost two or three now, at least three championships off the top of my head, especially in the past 4 years. He's been there right there, but something odd has happened. Either Daniel Suarez outrunning him last year or circumstances taking him out. Elliott Sadler is overdue for a championship. I think he outruns Byron to the checkered flag and gets his first win of the year and wins a championship. That's what it's going to take to win the Homestead Miami race, and we'll have to see. But if we see a Christopher Bell or a Ryan Preece up front, then one of these guys is going to have to be closer to the front to have an opportunity to win the race. That is my prediction for the Homestead Ford EcoBoost 300 Homestead Miami Speedway coverage on NBCSN. We'll have flag-to-flag coverage of that race on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern Time. MRN will have all the championship races. They'll have the coverage for the Xfinity Series as well. Folks, it's been real once again. Thank you for listening to the EG3 show right here on, of course, Audio Boom as well. Thank you. And SoundCloud as well. Eddie Greer, thank you tonight for listening to another special episode of the podcast. And don't forget, I will be recording the original podcast hopefully I'll be 100%. I'm close. I'm just taking it easy here this evening before last night's little episode there. But yes, folks, I'm nearly back to 100% on the voice side. Hopefully I have it back for one of the bigger episodes of the year. Championship weekend. For championship weekend going down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Trucks on track Friday night. The Xfinity Series getting after it on Saturday afternoon. We will have a new champion in the Xfinity Series. Who will it be? Thanks for listening to the EG3 Show. We'll talk to you here later this week.